I mean, I think there's a couple of things. One of the big applications that I'm seeing is when you have a B2B company that serves a large number of employees in the customer organization, right? How do you keep track of what everybody's doing and who's who and what are they using and all of those kinds of things? And then turn that into some sort of a sense of adoption, account health, you know, things that an account representative could then use to have a conversation with the decision maker. The companies that are using AI to help paint that picture and summarize that information can walk in with a much better sense of where the customer organization is actually adding value and succeeding. I've seen a couple interesting things. I don't know, frankly, how much I trust this, but I'm watching it. People attempting to use AI to predict how someone would respond to a survey if they took one. So from the people who are, you know, giving feedback and taking surveys, one of the problems has always been, I forget who, but one company called it the voice of the silent. You know, how do we know what the people who are not answering our surveys are thinking? And so I've been seeing a few people trying to use AI to say, you know, based on what this customer has been doing and what other customers have done in the past who have completed surveys, you know, can we anticipate whether this is someone who's going to be upset or at risk and get to them and flag them without them necessarily, even if they're not willing to, I should say, give explicit feedback.